The paper was published in the online journal Laboratory Investigation and is the result of a multi-university partnership headed up by Shepherd University President Mary Hendricks. The paper looks specifically at the skin cancer melanoma. Melanoma is the leading cause of skin cancer deaths worldwide, partially because it is difficult to control the spread of the cancer cells from the original tumor to the rest of the body. Researchers found that current cancer treatments aren't actually targeting those rapidly growing cancer stem cells. Also, frontline therapies can be initially effective, but then after a period of time, they become ineffective and the cancer starts growing again. So they decided to add an antibody to a protein that is known to be active in early aggressive cell development. Antibodies are used by the immune system to fight bacteria and viruses.
So what we have discovered is that if you can treat an aggressive cancer with a drug that kills most of the cells.
That's Richard Sefter, one of the WVU laboratory partners and co-authors of the study. He's about to use the word nodal. That's the aggressive protein that the antibodies are added to.
And then come back and treat the remaining cells with something that destroys or inhibits the nodal in those cells. You have a better effect on the aggressive cancer, and you have a stronger chance to live longer and survive the aggressive cancer.
These are new and novel findings that advance the field and hopefully give us new strategies to treat patients with metastatic melanoma.
That's Mary Hendricks. Metastatic basically means that a cancer can spread beyond the tumor to other parts of the body. When cancer spreads, that's when it can become deadly. The method was tested in an animal subject and has not yet been brought to human trials, but it's not that far away from getting there.
Over the last few years, we have worked closely with a number of pharmaceutical companies to develop ways to potentially create antibodies and or drug treatments that will particularly target proteins such as nodal that will decrease or slow down the process of cancer.
Sefter says although the paper focuses specifically on melanoma, the treatment protocol they are developing could be replicated for a number of fast-growing cancers. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from the Benedum Foundation.